We're joined now by Knoxville alumni, former Panther basketball great Maggie Wilkins. Maggie, good to see you in this summer.
Good to see you too.
Well, you know, a lot of people think basketball, well, that's months away. Why are we talking basketball? But, you know, summer's the prime time if you're a basketball player to work on your game, isn't that right?
Yeah, it really is because you have all the time. Even if you do have a job, it's the best time to get in and work on the things you need to work on, and you have all the time in the world to do it, because if you have a gym available, then you just go out and get your shots up, do a few drills, and then you're set.
And you do have a job. I understand you're working at Stepping Stones this summer just to, you know, kind of earn some money this year and everything. How you liking that?
I love it. I love working. So my age group I work with are two-year-olds, and I just love working with them. You get to create such a special bond with them, and then it's so fun to be able to see them every day and see how happy they are to see you. And then, yeah, it's a lot of fun to work with them.
And then, you know, obviously finding time to work on basketball skills. You were involved in the Top 64 league a few weeks ago. In fact, what triggered this was I saw them post a picture of you after a game. Tell us about that Top 64. I guess the first year they've held the women's league there.
Yes, it's first year they've done it. They sent out, I'm not sure if it was an email, if they just sent it out on Twitter. So you just put a link out, click on the link, and then you have to enter a fee, and then you get to play with a group of girls that you've probably never played with or you've been able to play with. I know that the whole central team was there because it was held in Pella, but it was a lot of fun. You got to play. And so that was nice because in the summertime, there's not a lot of playing going on. And so it's nice to just get out and play and see how much you've improved and then see how you can get your game-like things to happen, because, you know, it's not the same when you're just in the gym shooting. And so, yeah, it was a lot of fun to not just play, but play with different girls and create a bond with them also. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And what was that like, maybe playing with someone you've never played with, but maybe you've heard of on the college level, but then on the other side, you go, oh, there's my teammate. You know, what was that like kind of going, you know, playing that way?
Yeah, it was very nerve-wracking for me because there were a few girls on our team that have never played a college game before. So they had never dealt with the shot clock, never dealt with the backed up three line. And so I was kind of nervous for that aspect, but they caught on, they got comfortable, and they did really well. And so it was really fun to be able to see how much they were able to just contribute to the game, to a different like aspect of how they played in high school, because it's always different. The college game is always different than the high school game, and I learned that. I definitely learned that my freshman year.
And I remember talking to you during the season when you played over at Central College, and you said, man, the college game, maybe not as much faster, but the players are so much better. How much better are the players? I mean, it's a Division III, so, you know, okay, a lot of people like glorified high school. This isn't glorified high school. This is college basketball.
Yes. It's a lot of fun. It's really cool to be able to go on a team and not have to, like, count on yourself, I guess, because, I mean, in high school I would have others to count on, but so with Wartburg, there were just other players, and they were some were better than me, some maybe not. But you get to learn things from your teammates, and that's how cool that is, because sometimes you're not able to do that.
Practice is pretty intense as well. Stepped up a little bit.
Yes, practices are a lot of fun because we're all so competitive and we just want to win. And so we split up in teams all the time. And so it's a lot of fun just to see how competitive we are and how much we go at each other, because, yeah.
And, you know, Wartburg made the NCAA D3 tournament. What was that like, you know, getting to, you know, on selection, whatever it was, it wasn't Sunday, whatever day of the week it was, and seeing your name pop up and say, hey, we're gonna play in the big tournament?
Yeah, it was a thrill, honestly. We were just sitting, so we have a big screen in our gym, and so we were just sitting on the court watching, just waiting for our name, and so we were, like, last for some reason, I'm not sure, like, we were one of the last teams, so we were all, like, are we going to make it? Are we not going to make it? But our head coach knew the whole time, like, oh, we're gonna get it. And so, yeah, it was a lot of fun just to be able to – the anticipation was a lot, but it was really fun to be able to see our name pop up and be able to get into the tournament.
How much of a relief was that? I mean, you kind of thought you might, but still, you know, Simpson had got the auto bid. So, and Division III is a lot different. They don't take like five or six teams from every conference. It's a pretty – you almost have to win your conference every year,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, if you don't win the conference, it's kind of like a ifio, and if it kind of depends on your record, like no matter what. So we did really have a good record compared to other teams in our conference. So I think it was a good thing that we made it into the tournament, especially because we get to learn things that it was just a different scenery and different gym and all those things. And it was just a different experience because we haven't made it into the tournament in a while. So,
and, you know, Wartburg was pretty young this year. And I think everybody up there for the Knights is kind of rubbing their hands together and kind of smiling like, okay, I think it's our turn now. With Simpson losing as much as they did, you know, I think, you know, Wartburg, not going to say it, but might be one of the favorites to win it this year.
Yes, I think so. I mean, we're going to still have to work as hard as we ever have because we still got Loris, who didn't lose anyone. We still got Central, who just got a new coach, and so they've got some things up their sleeves. So we just have to keep working at it and get where we're going.
You know, when you were in high school, Knoxville was always the favorite to win the South Central Conference. Do you kind of draw on that, you know, thinking, okay, every time we go out, we got to win these games or we're not going to get to our goals? Is that kind of the same thing you're going to be thinking in the American Rivers Conference this year? Everybody's going to get the, you know, their best shot from us.
Yeah, I honestly think so. We got to go out with our all or we're not going to get what we want. Honestly, I think we learned that last year, that if you do not go out with everything you got, you're definitely not going to. You're not going to win, and you're going to have to learn a lot of things about the team and to see even if you're going to get anywhere. So,
What some things that you want to work on before practice convenes in November, middle of November?
Yep. I've been in the gym all summer, 4 days a week, working on it. My shot, I've got a lot of work to do with my shot because it's all over the place right now, but we're working on that, and then my defensive coach wants me to work on secondhand defense because my on-the-ball defense is pretty good, but I lose my person sometimes in secondhand, so I need to work. That's what I've been working on. And then just basic things, my jump shot we're working on, step backs, getting into the lane with my floaters, just the little things, honestly, because my coach is wanting me to get in the lane, be able to score, and then also find my teammates and get them shots, so.
Not too much different from what you were doing in high school.
Nope, not much different. Nope.
I don't know if I ever ask you this. You obviously watch basketball constantly during the college season when you can, and then probably the professional game. Do you have a player that you just kind of want to watch and admire that you've always thought, okay, he or she is really, really good?
Yes, I've always loved Stephen Curry. Always loved him. His shot is just, one, his confidence, and two, his shot is just so consistent, and so that's a big thing I need to be able to work on or get to going on with it, is getting it consistent. So watching him and just watching how he shoots it the same every single time is just a really good thing for me, and then my confidence also, that can always get a work.
I'll know if Maggie's doing well when she has the mouthpiece out and chewing on it like Stefan does.
Yeah.
Maggie, good to see you as always. Best of luck this winter. We'll probably catch up when you come to Palo or Indianola.
Yep, sounds good.